الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Today we are fortunate that we're having our monthly majlis also, and also the monthly halqa mashurah of our Jamaat brothers for this area, usually kargozari and encouragement towards doing the work more better. And all this is for one purpose and one object that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for a definite purpose and object. Allah Ta'ala says in one place in the Quran Sharif, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that what do you think, we created you just in some tomfoolery, just to waste time in this dunya, and that you won't be returning to us? In other words, Allah has created us to prepare for the life of the akhirah. That is one thing that we have to get into our minds, that we are not here for the sake of dunya. We are here for akhirat. We have to prepare for akhirat. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in His complete wisdom and kindness has made it such that a person who works for the akhirat, Allah will give him dunya also. And the dunya which Allah will give him, which is definite, 100% peace of mind and contentment of heart. Outwardly, whether a person has all the things of this dunya, that will be immaterial to him. But he will have peace of mind and contentment of heart. It is just like a person who is going somewhere and he knows he's on the right road. That person might be going walking, but he knows I'm on the right road, he will be feeling happy. He's convinced I'm on the right road. And a person might be going in a very fast motor car, very luxurious motor car, but he's going on the wrong road. And he's in doubt also. Though he is driving such a luxurious motor car, but inside that person is parishan. Or like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example, that you're standing on the platform of a station, railway station, and the train is passing, and you see one person in a first class coach. There is air conditioning also. He's got wonderful food around him also. The seats are soft also. And outwardly it looks he's enjoying. But he is being taken to the gallows. He's been given his last whatever he wanted in this world. They're giving him his last choice and what he wanted. But he's being taken to the gallows to be executed. So outwardly he's enjoying so much. But inwardly, what his condition is, every moment that is passing, every kilometer, every meter, his inside is becoming more and more parishan. Then you see a person in a third class, where the windows, if they are open, they don't close. If they are closed, they don't open. If the fan is on, it doesn't go off. If it's off, it doesn't go on. And the third class is filled. Full to capacity. He hasn't got place to sit also. He's standing. And he's got some parcels around by his legs. And he's sweating everything. Outwardly it looks this person is suffering. But he, after a month's work in the city, he's going back home now. And he's bought groceries, clothing, food for his family, presents for them. Every moment that passes, he's getting more happier in his inside. That I'm going to my family again, I'm going to be sitting with my family. Outwardly it looks like he's in trouble. So just like that, if we make the akhirat our object, we make Allah our object, not these material things, then inside what pleasure Allah will give a person, and whom Allah wants to. There were those Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam also who Allah had made extremely rich, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam. Allah gave them the kingdom of the world. So Allah gave them the outside also. Then there were those Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam that didn't have anything of this world. Our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam himself, by choice, Allah offered the mountains to become gold and go with him where he goes. But he said, I prefer to eat one day and make shukr, to stay hungry one day and make sabr. So our real object is the akhirah. That we have to try and place in our minds. We must work towards the akhirah. For that, we have to make effort. We're making effort for dunya. How that effort we are making, so dunya's things are coming more and more in our lives because we are making effort. But if we make effort for akhirat, we make effort for deen, We make effort to find Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, realization that Allah alone is the doer of everything, then that will come into our lives. So that is the effort that we have to make all the time. And there are many ways that Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has shown us to make these efforts. So whichever effort we make, and all these efforts are to reach the same direction. It is just like, for example, you want to build up a motor car. So there are many efforts there. There is the mechanical side that has to be seen to. There is the electrical side that has to be seen to. There has to be the upholstery for the seats, etc., to be seen to. There has to be the rubber industry to see to, the tires, etc. All of them work together, you have a wonderful motor car. And everyone can travel in there. So like that, in our deen also, there are all the different efforts. And like for example, the eye we need also to see, the nose to smell, the mouth to eat, ears to hear, all of them. But if they work together, then this one person will enjoy his life. All are working properly. But if the eye doesn't want to work for the mouth, like for example, you've got sores in your mouth. Now the eye says, I'm independent, I just do my own thing. And then it doesn't want to show the road to the doctor for the sores in the mouth. So then that person is going to suffer. Or a person got problems in his eyes, and the mouth says, I'm fine, I'm just keeping to myself, I don't have to worry about my eyes. So when he goes to the doctor, mouth doesn't want to speak and say what the problem is. So all complement one another. We work like that together, the whole ummah's cart will move forward. And if we have a cart, and we have four oxen to pull the cart, they will pull it very, with great power, but we have one ox that is pulling it to the front, one to the right, one to the left, one to the back, the whole cart will be torn apart. And we won't get anywhere. So Allah Ta'ala gave us all the efforts of deen, and if we complement one another and we all work together, then inshallah great goodness will come out. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has put us and blessed us with the greatest Nabi, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no Nabi is going to come in the world. No Shariat is going to come. No other scripture of Allah is going to come. We are responsible for it, to bring it into our lives. And that also we have to make effort to bring it as far as possible to completion and perfection in our lives. But at the same time, we have to be worried of all the, not only our brothers, the whole of humanity. Our niyat must be that how can everyone get saved from the fire of Jahannam? How can every one of us move towards Jannat and towards the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So for that, various efforts are taking place, and in all the efforts of deen, it's the same. Whether it's a Darul Uloom, whether it's Tabligh Jamaat, whether it's Khanqa, whether it's the work of the Makatib that are taking place, that whoever or the brothers are, we have Mashura. In our Mashuras, we must respect one another. Don't just cut one another's views. In the Mashura, we must live with all our brothers in such a way that everyone is comfortable and happy. Not somebody is in the Mashura and he's not there. He's just one, he had to show face, he had to be there. And he's just keeping his eyes down, making muraqabah all the time, not listening also really, or not giving his view or anything. No, everyone must take part. And whatever then is decided, and mashura is to try and bring out the best of everything. We are two brothers in a mashura, then there are two rice. We are 10 brothers, we get 10 rice. And just like if you are invited somewhere, just one meal, one course meal, alhamdulillah, your stomach is going to get full. But you see a 10 course meal, how happy don't you feel? And you take of everything little. What you like more, you're going to take more. What you don't like, you won't take. So all rice will come. Some rice you won't accept, some rice you will accept, some you will enjoy. So when finally a decision is made, and this also we all have to work in our whichever way we are working to get out the best of deen. to get how every Muslim, how every human being can get the can get deen and the best of deen in its completion, in its perfection. It comes into us. So when we have that and we work with that sincerity that we all want this deen to come into us, then rise will come like that. Then a person will make a decision also according to that what is the best. And also, if for example 10 views came and we are 10 people sitting in a mashura, it will be almost impossible for a person to make a decision now after seeing the benefits of the various views that have come to make something contrary. So there will be ikhlas. You will have to make a decision that is based on ikhlas. And when it is based on ikhlas, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy will come down. When a decision is made, then we should try and fulfill that. That is one many thing where we get blocked, most of us. Even in big meetings, etc., worldly people's meetings also, lot of discussions take place, panel discussions take place, and a lot of meetings take place, and decisions are made, resolutions are passed, and that's the end of it. So here also we make, and then we must carry it on. Like whatever responsibility is given to us in our area, then each one must take that responsibility, and everyone must feel, this is also one common thing where we fall back, that somebody else will do it. No, I must take it, I have to do it. Whether anyone else is doing it or not, we don't want to duplicate, of course. But also at the same time, it mustn't be we just getting together, this is what we have to do in our area, others will do it. Like for example, many of us are happy in our masjid, kitab reading takes place, but the question is, am I sitting for kitab reading? That is the question. Ghusht takes place in our masjid, but am I sitting for, do I go for ghusht or not? Our masjid 3 days, jamaats go out regularly, 40 days jamaats go out regularly, but am I taking part? That we have to consider also. So each one have to see to that. And this is in every field of life. In the house we decide that what's called it, somebody is going to buy the groceries, somebody is going to pay the rent, somebody will pay the water and lights, somebody will see to this. And if everyone thinks somebody else is going to do it, then nothing is going to get done. So we all have to work together, put our minds together and put our efforts together, and we compliment one another, we remind one another, we help one another, we encourage one another. In this way, inshallah, great work of deen will take place. So many more brothers will be still coming from this whole zone, and then car bazaaris will be taking place, and inshallah we all try and put our shoulder to the wheel and do our effort is also required, sacrifice is also required. For dunya we make lot of sacrifice. A person is a bit ill in the morning, but yes, I have to earn my rosy, my family, I have to pay my rent, I have to do this, I have to do that. So he has to go and work. So for deen to come alive also, we have to make sacrifices also. And the more we're going to sacrifice for deen, which we can see with our open eyes, that brothers are sacrificing, deen is becoming alive. Otherwise, there was a time when the deen, which is so much alive today, youngsters, young people with beards, kurtas, nobody practically wore at one time. In our country, very, very few people. Today, alhamdulillah, it has become so common. And burqa, parda for ladies was an unthinkable thing. Today, alhamdulillah, it is a natural thing. So the more sacrifices will be made, more effort will be made, more deen will become alive. Allah will make it easy. If a person just wants to on his own practice deen, then the whole environment is against him, very hard. But if the whole, we are going for Umrah Hajj for example, and nobody is getting up for namaz, for one person to get up is hard. But everyone is getting up for namaz, now it's difficult to sit. Now you have to get up. Everyone is getting up and making namaz, you're also going to get up. So we build an environment, then to practice deen will also become easier, and to practice more of deen will also become easier. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Inshallah, now car guzaris also will be taken, more brothers will come. We all inshallah put our shoulder, and dua is also very important. How much effort we can make, but dua, nobody must stay behind in dua. And in our hearts, we all make dua for every effort of need, and we all compliment one another. Inshallah, great goodness will come. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.